I'm going to tell a story about a movie specifically that just changed my life and completely influenced how I live my life. And so I grew up in Annapolis, Maryland, and Annapolis is, you know, kind of a, now it has a bit of a cultural cachet associated with it. But when we were young, I mean, Annapolis was, it was the state capital, but it was just this little podunk town in the middle of Maryland. I mean, frankly, it still is. And and it was very conservative when we grew up. I mean, when I grew up there in the 80s, it was a very conservative town. And I grew up in a very, you know, fairly conservative family. My father wore a tie to dinner, I mean, pretty much my entire life. You know, my mom and dad had 9-to-5 work-a-day jobs, you know. And so then come around when we were getting ready to, you know, graduate from high school. And, you know, in the 90s in Annapolis, you know, pretty much all my contemporaries, and I mean people looked different and everybody was all kinds of different folks and everything, were going to college because that's what, you know, people were doing in Annapolis. Middle class working folks were sending all their kids to college. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had a job. I knew I'd probably do something at work in business or do something like that in my life. But I had no idea what I wanted to do, and there was people doing very specific things. I'm going to go and study at Harvard and, you know, study journalism at Vassar and, you know, all these kind of things. And then there was a lot of people that just went to the University of Maryland, right? So I had no idea what to do. So one night when we were juniors in high school, a friend of mine's mom said, hey, you guys should go to St. John's College. They're doing this free movie night on Friday night. And sometimes it would be two movies, so it would start at 6. The movie would be like from 6 until 8, and then there'd be a break, and it'd be like from 9 until 11 or 8 until 10 or whatever. And we grew up in a very kind of working-class environment, you know, in Annapolis. I did. Everybody's mom and dad went to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, came back at 5, and it was, you know, very kind of very common working middle-class community to grow up in, right? So my friend's mom said, you should go and see these shows over at St. John's College in Annapolis. Now, I don't know what you guys know about St. John's. St. John's is like a mecca of sort of like intelligent dorkiness, right? You know, I mean, and so, you know, they have to learn how to read Greek or Latin to translate books and stuff. And so you always knew growing up in Annapolis, people went to school, they were very smart, you know. And me and the guys that I sort of associated with, we were kind of punk rockish, countercultural people. We didn't really, you know, we didn't go to the University of Maryland, go to business school and stuff like that. We lived different kinds of lives and stuff. And so we started going to these, you know, we'd go to these films at St. John's College on Friday night. And this is before 9/11. So, you know, people were allowed to do what they wanted to do back in those days. And college students could do whatever the hell they wanted to do back in those days. So we start going to these, you know, and they would have all the greats, the Hollywood greats, you know, the Magnificent Seven, and they'd have Apocalypse Now, and they'd have, you know, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and they'd have Citizen Kane, and they, you know, they have all these like Hollywood greats, but then they also have European films, you know, showing like Fellini films and things like that. So we start going to these shows on Friday night, and it's in the early 90s, and I mean, we get there, and the St. John students are just drinking wine and indulging in recreational every other thing, and, you know, and we're like these like little kind of redneck kids from Annapolis, and we're like, Jesus Christ, man, these college students are, they know how to get down. You know, we were like, what? This is crazy. But it was all run by the students, and they showed films, you know, and they showed all the great films, in my opinion. A lot of the ones that are on the top 100, you know, AF lists and all that stuff. I saw a lot of those movies as like a junior in high school. So we go to see some films one night, and they have this movie is made in 19, it's either 63 or 64 by Jean-Luc Godard, called A Band of Outsiders here in the United States, a band à part, you know, a band apart in French, right? And it's about these kind of cinemaphile, as it says on Wikipedia, I'm going to do that, I'm going to say it, it says on Wikipedia, it's like cinemaphile slackers, right? And I saw this film, and I started to realize I can remember everything about all these movies that we've watched. I can remember who directed it, who wrote it, who directed it, who starred in it. You know, I can remember every aspect about these movies. And I started watching this film, and there's some specific moments in it where, you know, these kind of these aimless young people, and they don't really know exactly what they want to do in the future, you know, and I thought, Jesus Christ, I was, you know, this movie was made 10 years before I was born, you know, so this is sort of this thing where people have been feeling like this forever, You know, I mean, well, you know, when you're young, that's how you think. 10 years, you're like, oh, my God, it's ancient history. And so I start watching this, and it came into my mind where I said, you know what, I want to study this. I wasn't the stereotypical, you know, cinemaphile or film person where, like, I'm going to be a director. You know, I just wanted to study the history of film, you know, to make films and write films and the theory of films. So I, sure enough, I found this place in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right? It was this moving image arts, you know, collective school. And I went out there and I studied under a bunch of, you know, very well-known, you know, film folks in the world of film. And at the end of the day, what it did is it made me not go to the University of Maryland to get a business degree. Now, granted, there have been times in my life where I've wished that I went to the University of Maryland and got a business degree, but most of the time I don't. And it really completely influenced the way that I thought about the world because I went to New Mexico. I got involved in the arts in a big way. I got out of this kind of conservative little town that I grew up in, you know, where, you know, everybody was sort of going to work in the morning and coming back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And, you know, I saw that there is a complete huge world outside of, you know, this little town I grew up in. Now, it turns out, at the end of the day, I did end up having a business career, and I do business with people all the time, and they'll say to me, they said, you know what, I've done this a few times, and you don't do this anything like anybody else I've done this with. And I'll always say to them, I say, have you ever seen this movie called Band of Outsiders? And sometimes just saying that, they'll be like, no, but I kind of understand what you're saying. I have had twice in my business career people say, by Godard, and I'll say, yes, that movie, and that's sort of why I am who I am, and it completely changed my life to see that movie in a movie theater. Thank you.